Good. All right. So welcome everyone. I officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Monday, September 8th, 2025. So we have a quick meeting tonight and it's for two items only. And one of them is to talk about the preliminary interview committee for the town coordinator position. And then the other is we have a MOU to look at for textile recycling. So you have the agenda, everyone. Is there anything else that, the meeting is being audio recorded. At least we're trying to, we'll see if it works. So let's see, anything else for the agenda, Hilma?
No, just to let you folks know, I did get called into jury duty tomorrow.
Okay.
My gosh.
Okay. So
anything else, Will?
Nope.
Alisa?
No, thank you.
Okay. So first item, preliminary interview committee. So I did send out an email, like a follow-up from the last meeting. I know Alisa saw it because she responded that she received it. Will, did you get to see that too?
Yes.
I made a tweak on, and that was just for information only about my thoughts after the meeting. And so I had made a change in my suggested list. So my new list was Dina, Alice, Ken Gilbert, Hilma, and Alisa. And so I wanted to know how you guys felt or who you were thinking about. Anyone that you wanted to add to the list for us to further discuss? Will, what are you thinking?
I'm fine with that list.
Okay. Alisa?
I'm good with that list. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So assuming, Hilma, since I never officially asked you, are you willing to serve on that committee?
Yes.
Yes. And Alisa, I never officially asked you. I just assumed.
That's all right. It was a safe assumption. Yes, I would be honored to. Thank you.
All right. We do know that Alice and Dina and Ken are all willing to also. So we would have a group. We would have the five and we could vote on those as we hoped to. And then I would recommend that we work for our next meeting to be thinking about if there's anything, Will or Alisa, that is in your, well, you're going to be there, Alisa, but Will, anything that's in your mind that you want to like share with the committee, since Hilma and Alisa will be there anyways. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, we can have a minute at the next meeting if you want to share anything that you might want to, if you have any concerns or thoughts that you want them to ask about or find out about, and or just send an email to Hilma and she'll get that. And then Hilma, I assume, well, let's vote. Let's take the vote and then we'll take the next step. So you want to make a motion, Alisa?
Can I? Because I'm on the
Well, Will, you want to make it? And then she can second. Yeah.
I would like to make a motion that the slate as presented by Robin be accepted for the preliminary interview committee for town coordinator.
Appointed.
Right. Right. Appointed.
I'll second it so that there's no issue. I can second it. And any further discussion? Will?
No.
Alisa?
No.
Okay, then all in favor?
Will, I.
Alisa, I.
Robin, I. Great. So, Hilma, will you reach out to Dina, Alice, and Ken and just officially let them know that we did vote and that we're moving forward and then try to pull together a meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so do you mind taking that role at this point of trying to pull everybody together? And then you guys as a committee can decide how you want to communicate after that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. So I assume you'll have your first meeting to kind of lay out your groundwork as to what your questions will be and that type of thing. And hopefully we'll know next week too. Do we have any more applications other than the two we had before?
Yes.
Can you share those at some point?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How many more?
We have three more applicants, so there's five.
Wow.
And
good.
I believe all five need at least an initial interview because they're all have strong qualifications.
Right.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is.
That's really exciting. That's better than I expected. So that's great. I love it. Love, love, love it. So, and thank you, Hilma. Thank you, Elisa. And thank you, Alice, Dina, and Ken for taking on the process of the first interview. And I greatly appreciate that happening and the work that you're going to put into it. So thank you from me. And I'm sure thank you from Will as well.
Oh, yes. I'm very happy with this so far.
All right, good. So what else? Do you need anything else from us on that right now, Hilma?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm just going to... tomorrow, if I just get to the courthouse and after they do their initial song and dance, they dismiss everybody, then I'll go back to the office.
Yeah.
But if not, then on Wednesday morning, yes, I will send out an email actually to everybody in the group and including Elisa, even though she's here, and yes, just kind of lay out, these are the initial things that we got to be working on, like ASAP, like interview questions and a schedule and yada, yada. And yeah, take it from there.
And maybe if you think, I'm just thinking that, you're going to do the initial interview. And then I think as a group, I'm comfortable saying, if you feel like you have to do a second one, you just got to let us know. Let the full select board know, kind of the steps. Are you comfortable with that, Elisa?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The question is, if Hilma does get chosen for jury duty, then someone else should be kind of sending out these group emails, which I'm happy to do.
Yeah.
So Hilma, if you do get selected, let me know. And I can be the ringleader.
They'll look at you, Hilma, and they'll say, oh, no.
Hang them high, Sumner.
That's right. That's exactly how you get out of it.
So, but here's the other question. I mean, is this, if you do get selected for jury duty, is this a day job, a week job? We have no idea.
Well, we have no idea. Usually they're really short. Okay, like 1 to 3 days.
Yeah.
If grand jury is the one that lasts for weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if we needed a plan B. If Hilma is tied up and can't participate, we're good. Okay.
All right. No. And yeah, I got chosen or got called in and chosen once before, and it lasted part of a day.
Yeah. It's been my experience too.
Mine too.
Okay. And I haven't had the pleasure, so.
Chance.
It's very interesting how some people have never, but yet other people have repetitiously.
Yeah, right.
It kills me. So here you are, four people, because I can tell Barbara's the same way, four people in this room will get called multiple times, and one has not. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Oh.
Yes, but I've only lived here for 5 years. Oh, but Barbara's 7 years, 8 years. Will, but yeah, interesting. Huh. Oh, well.
Mm. I think I probably have like this many.
Oh.
Wow.
At least.
Wow.
About three.
One was pure misery and orange, too, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yes.
Three. Okay, yeah. Good. Well, okay, anyway, good. We got that wrapped up. Go. Thank you. And then the other item we wanted to just try to wrap up tonight is this, the textile recycling. So you saw the email. Janamine has finalized her homework and finally found a company, CMRK Incorporated, that will put boxes at transfer stations if we so choose. and they will accept clothing, other textiles, and shoes in the box, and they will pay the town 7 cents per pound. Is that what it was? 7 cents per
Correct.
Pound. So two options. We can add one on alongside the Salvation Army one, but then you get no compensation. Or the Salvation Army one, we ask them to take it away, and then we just have this box alone, and that's how we get the compensation for the donations. So I think having that box alone makes good sense, but I would like to hear from you guys. We'll start. Alisa, you want to start with your thoughts?
So with the Salvation Army one, they are not maintaining the bins. They are not collecting. I see no reason to continue having their bin here. Yeah. I think it's frustrating. I've seen people try to go put stuff in and they can't. So I think we should be done. That's why we're looking for a new company. So unless anybody else is thinking about this differently, I would be okay with that box leaving.
Well,
I would certainly be happy with it. I'm just wondering, do we know about the track record of pickups for this new company? I mean, I guess it can't be any worse than it is, but...
You're right, which is none at all.
It's none, but I'm just hoping that it's going to be better.
Yeah. I think, too, if anybody still, you know, feels a want to donate to the Salvation Army, they can make contact in Greenfield and go to Greenfield. There's other definite locations that they can do. So it's not like we're saying we're just, you know, it's not something people can't do anymore. They can. It's just, it's not
working. Greenfield.
And I guess Hilma sent a question. I don't know if you guys caught that, too, about, yes, having the box at the transfer station, but whether we had any interest in talking about the possibility of having a box at, oh, there's the cat, ooh. Having a box at,
oh, yes,
at Jacobs Road. So I don't know what you guys are thinking about that, or if we start with the one at the transfer station and see how things go and then have a discussion down the road.
That would be my preference, is to start with one. I think there's a lot of stuff happening at Jacobs Road, and I don't want to have bin after bin all over the place. I mean, we've got storage units, we have a shed, we have stuff in the back. I'd rather not have something at Jacobs Road. I'd rather it be at the transfer station and see how our relationship with this new company goes, is my initial thought. Unless there is some sort of advantage of having, yeah, that's why I have an office with no cats now. Unless there's an advantage that I didn't read about of having to, do we get more credit for that? Do we get, you know, more points or whatever? But I didn't read that. So I would just go with one.
I think I agree with one too. Oh, Barbara, sorry, I didn't see your hand yet.
I was just going to say that the advantage of having one at Jacobs Road is that it would be available at all hours. But that also is the disadvantage, because
right.
You're more likely to experience dumping of inappropriate materials in or around the box.
Right.
Yeah, I've thought of that too.
So I think I'm in agreement with trying one, see how things go, and then, I don't know, whatever point in time, if we think we can sustain another one or it makes sense, or then having another discussion down the road.
Right. If we had one up at Jacob Road, then another big vehicle, a big vehicle would be then coming in to remove or empty or whatever. And I don't know if I really want that kind of traffic up there.
Yeah.
But let's see how it goes.
So can I have a motion, please, Alisa, on this one?
You're going to have to help me because I don't have that in front of me.
Okay. The motion would be to accept the Memorandum of Understanding with CMRK Incorporated. For what, clothing donation box to be located at the transfer station, with them paying 7 cents per pound for
exclusive
materials.
And with the removal of the Salvation Army bin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will second that motion. Or I make that motion. So moved.
I will second that motion.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Great. Anything else? Anyone? Anyone? Going on?
Just one FYI. I heard back from Mark. He is available at 4 p.m. September 16th to do the executive session. So that's a go.
Okay.
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 That's 4 p.m. 16th?
Yep, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, so right before our next select board meeting.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Ready.
So we'll have a spot though to meet at Jacobs Road at 4 o'clock.
Yes, I'll make sure we have like a separate room or something,
like the conference room, like we did last time, Robin.
Anywhere, whatever works for.
Yeah, we could do the conference room because it's Tuesday and the library's not open.
Okay, either that or the senior center. And I'll be on site for that, obviously.
Great. Thank you. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And I need a motion to close.
I make a motion. We adjourn at 7:16 p.m.
And I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Hey, thank you so much.